Well, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has just announced a $1.1 billion Closing the Gap plan to reduce inequality faced by First Nations Australians. It includes an unprecedented reparations scheme for survivors of the Stolen Generations. 3,600 Stolen Generation survivors in the NT and ACT will receive more than $80,000 each. Carly Williams reports.
Aboriginal man Rod Little lives in Canberra, and he's got mixed feelings about the federal government's attempt today to make good with First Nations Australians.
I'm a Willinyu Wajak from the Yamatji and Yungar peoples of Western Australia. My experience as a Stolen Generation survivor, I know my mother was removed, my grandmother was removed. The story from Grabproof Fence is my auntie, her mother.
He's a former co-chairman at the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. He lives every day with memories of being stolen from his family.
After 67 was when I was taken away to a mission. The experience not knowing where your father or your mother is. I do remember where my father was. He was jailed because he was trying to stop the police from taking us.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison delivered the annual Closing the Gap address to Parliament today, announcing a $1.1 billion plan to tackle disadvantages faced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Included is a $378 million redress scheme for survivors of the Stolen Generations in the Northern Territory, ACT and Jervis Bay. The PM says survivors will get $75,000, an individual apology and an additional $7,000 for counselling and healing.
We are making good on our commitment to do things differently, a path that requires deep listening.
But these are words that don't sit well with Rod Little.
I was disappointed in, well, horrified, I guess, at the comment made. Scott Morrison said this is to make good. Now, how can you make good on a practice that has devastated people's lives?
Rod Little's family has been through a reparations process in WA. He's worried the amount promised today won't be the amount that ends up in survivors' pockets.
An amount like this amount now, that was the first proposition. Then that went down, and it went down a couple of times. Really, people didn't get much at all.
The CEO of the Stolen Generations Aboriginal Corporation, Maisie Austin, says today's announcement is a long time coming. She points out, though, that many survivors have already died during a decades-long battle for recognition.
It can only be the survivors who can claim. Our people have been saying for all this time that even if they got some money, their main concern is to have funds to pay for their funeral expenses and to leave some money for their children.
For Rod Little and his mob and friends in the ACT, the money might help right now, but the memories remain.
$82,000 now for an individual will help somebody in a point in time when they are having difficulty surviving. But the long-lasting trauma will always be there.
That's Stolen Generation survivor Rod Little and that report from Carly Williams.